Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTella along with Charlie Long. And on our phone lines, and it's our Tulane Tuesday segment, is the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate y'all having me. Hope all is well.
Doing great. Coach, you know, you got your name, you know, out there now. You know, that's what winning does. Hey, and you more in the news today than the Charlie, a couple years on this. Los Angeles Dodgers. Charlie hates the Dodgers.
Boo.
That's why I say that. So you got your name out there. You out there more than the Dodgers, you know, in the football world.
Hey, not more today, golly, after that baseball game last night. That's the biggest news out there. They played two games last night.
I'm still drinking coffee, Coach.
Man, that was a wild game. And just you had a feeling it would end dramatically.
Hey, let's not talk about the coaching carousel speculation. Let's talk about the baseball game. They're playing a game again tonight.
Yeah.
They're playing a game again tonight. What are we doing? Like, come on, man. Like, these guys, they're going to need some drugs to be able to go play that game. But anyways.
Yo, Coach, you know what they do? Their deal is, let's hurry up and end this series, and let's give the weekend to college football.
Let's go. Come on.
That's what it's all about. I'm going to get the $18,000 question right out of the bed. When you win, you're going to get attention. Okay, you and your coaching staff, you have won. You're going to get attention. Your name's going to be linked to all kinds of different jobs. And it becomes the circus afterwards. And then you get caught in the vortex. But for a lot of people, they think that the head coach today – now, this wasn't the case probably in the 60s and 70s. You might have had a lawyer – look at that contract and see if everything is right. But now everybody's got an agent. Everybody's got somebody to take care of things that happens away from the field. You have that, you know, even myself. Some of the stuff that comes in for me, I don't handle that. I got somebody else to deal with that particular part. For you, your focus is on winning games, getting teams prepared. Because you know what? As fast as your name is on that list, it can be off. It's all about winning and understanding your job today. And I think you do a damn good job at it.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, I got one job to do, is to coach the Tulane football team. And I have a sign above my door in my office, and it simply reads, coach the team.
Yep.
That's it. And, you know, I appreciate maybe people thinking we're doing a good job. Like, I'm okay with people, whatever, speculation, that's what people want to do. And here's the deal. You're right. I have representation. You know who else has representation now? Our players. Like,
yep.
We're in a different landscape than we've ever been in college football.
Correct.
I met with our team in July. I had to
we do a really cool deal here. I do a summer speaker series every Wednesday with our team in the summer. And I had Kellen Moore come talk to the team, Michael Parenting with the Saints come talk to the team who played at Tulane. I had a financial planner come. I had an NFL agent who's got like 25 or 30 players come. And the last guest speaker was me. And I walked in a room the day of the last guest speaker. They didn't know who the guest speaker was going to be. And I walked in. I'm like, hey, guys, we got a really unique guest speaker for y'all today. It's me. And the guys are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give the talk today. I said, here's the deal, man. When things go good and we're winning a lot of games, people are going to talk about where I should go or where one of our assistant coaches. If we're going offense, we're going to talk about where the offensive coordinator should go. I said, hey, you know what? If you play good, just like Darian Mensa played decent last year, they talked about where he should go and get paid more. Like, that's what happens. And so, and I also told them, if every decision I made was about a logo, like I've had Power Four schools offer me their job. I've said no. If every decision I made was about money, I've had schools offer me more money than what I make at Tulane, and I've still said no. Now, you never know what's going to present, but I look at all of those things after the year, like at the back of the year. We're in the middle of the season, and I think what's gotten a little bit crazy is this carousel, if you will, has started maybe earlier with more jobs than normal before we even hit November. And so I'm not into mid-season coaching speculation. I'm into mid-season coaching football games. And at the end of the year, players, assistant coaches, head coaches, all of us alike, we then stop, you lift your head up and go, okay, where are we? And that's it. And, you know, I'm a family guy. My family loves New Orleans. I got four young kids that are all in freaking awesome schools. My wife loves it here. Two of my kids were born here. I can promise you this. I ain't trying to run out of New Orleans. I'm glad they don't want to run me out right now. Because in our world, they either talk about, you know, what job you should take if it's going good or how they can get you the hell out if it's going bad. And I'm just glad they want me to stay around for a little while.
Coach, this was late in his life, but I got a chance to talk to Paul Dietzel. Okay. And Paul was the one who won the first national championship for LSU. And, you know, he leaves LSU in the 60s to go to Army after a 9-win season. And he was like, Mike, you know how much I got paid at LSU? $18,500. And he was like, here's the crazy part. I could have bought a 3-bedroom brick house for $18,000 back then.
That?
And he's like, okay, money, okay, it's the equivalent part if somebody was making this and that. But he said, you know, my heart took me to Army because I always wanted to go back there. He said, I didn't realize times had really sort of changed. And I go back there and it doesn't really work out for me. And so I get it, but the cycle happens so fast. And I remember talking to Coach Jenkins about this, and he was like, Mike, you know what it makes you? He said, your buddy Bum Phillips used to always say that. There's coaches that are going to be hired and coaches that are going to be fired. And there's no in between. You either one of the two. You either hired or you fired.
That's it. There's no in between. And look, we know what we signed up for. I know this. In regards to my focus, we're going to have zero distractions, or at least I am. And I hope our players don't. I've addressed it with our players. When I talked to our players about this topic in the summer, I said, guys, the reason I'm talking about this now is because I didn't do a very good job of addressing it last season. And I said, I don't really have any interest of addressing it during the season, to be quite honest with you, because you know what I want to do during the season? I want to coach football games, and I want to coach the team. And so what I do is whenever I want to kind of refocus them, I hope I understand, don't let any of that BS creep into your mind. All I do now is I just tell the team, hey, remember that talk? No freaking distractions, boys. Let's lock in. And because here's the deal. We played 7 football games. We're going to play Thursday night. All right, over in San Antonio, and UTSA since 2020, their record at home in conference games is 23-0. They ain't lost one. All right, and so everybody that's worried about this, that, and the third, I'm like, man, what I'm worried about is finding a way to win a game, because nobody in conference play has gone to Texas San Antonio and won a game since 2020 in their house. All right, so that's what I'm worried about. That's all I'm focused on, because we got a tremendous challenge on Thursday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, Coach, when doing a little bit of research into UTA San Antonio, Robert Henry Jr., the running back, just jumps off the screen. Like, unbelievable.
Freaking baller.
868 rushing yards a season, which is third in the FBS. 9 touchdowns on 104 carries. He's just been a load to take down. And he's not the biggest dude in the world, but you just watch him run. He is, like you said, a baller. So just want to get your thoughts on UTSA and kind of slowing down one of the country's leading rushers.
Well, he's a phenomenal player. He went to Jones Community College in Mississippi. Mississippi kid, he's a little over 200 pounds, maybe 5'9.5", 5'10", roughly. Great power, but big time speed. He's hit almost 20. He's hit 22.7 miles an hour on a GPS this year a couple times. He's got 4 runs, I think, over 70 yards in a season, which is unbelievable. But for a guy to have that many big explosive runs, but also run with power and physicality, and be such a hard guy to tackle and be a tough runner is unique. You don't see a lot of guys like that. Reminds me a little bit of like Carnell Williams when he played at Auburn. You know, ooh. Cadillac, like the play style. I watch him play, and I'm like, man, he can hit the home run, but he can also hit you in the mouth. And so he's a tough football player. I have a ton of respect for him. He's the best back we've seen so far this year, I think, to be quite honest with you. And that includes the guy at Ole Miss, who I think is a good player. This guy's a real challenge. He's a big-time player, man.
And then, Coach, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you, I know that we had talked last week about the mini-bye and how you like the extra couple days where it's not a full, 14 days off. It's basically 12. So just kind of wanted to get your update on what you worked on throughout this mini-bye.
Yeah, so really you take a day and you kind of – a day and a half, really, and you kind of self-reflect on, all right, what are we doing that's going really good? What are we doing that maybe needs improvement, and how do we close that gap? And so I think offensively we got to finish in the red zone better. That was a big emphasis for us. We've moved the ball up and down the field offensively in between the 20s. We just hadn't converted touchdowns as much as we need to in the red area. And then defensively, I think – back-end communication has been a little bit, loose. I don't think we've been quite as dialed in on some coverage details that we need to address. And those are probably the two biggest things football-wise, structurally, that we've had to kind of like zero back in my opinion, to be able to take the next steps forward and really just playing a complete game. You know, we've had moments where we've looked like a really good football team in every game. And then we've had moments in every game where I'm like, man, this team's just not quite clicking. And so it's how do we start to play our best football at the back end of the year? I mean, to be able to not feel like we've maximized who we can become and be 6-1 is there's some positives there. But I'm still very urgent and kind of on edge about like, guys, let's play the best version of football we can play and let the chips fall where they may. But let's go play to our standard and play at the maximum level we can play at.
Coach, 2 quick ones for you. How many times have you played in the Alamo Dome? And secondly, when you look at things defensively for UT San Antonio, kind of give us a little bit of a breakdown of how they play defensively. You talked about the explosive running back, and man, he is a jet. And you compared him to Cadillac Williams. Man, that's big time when you do that sort of thing. So a little bit on them on the defensive side, the football, and how many games have you coached in the Alamo Dome, or have you?
Yeah, I've coached there once, 2012, I believe. Larry Coker was the head coach there at the time. I was the co-defensive coordinator here at Tulane. We lost the game 14-3, I think, or 14-7. Very low-scoring game. I know we gave up two defensive touchdowns. One of them I'll never forget as long as I live. They hit a power-0 run for about 50 yards on us that split us that I still have nightmares about. But, you know, their defense, well, I'll tell you, is, man, they're always big up front. They always got big D linemen, and both linebackers were Power Four transfers. One of them was from Alabama as a transfer. They got big, athletic-looking linebackers. Secondary's good, well coached. They've done a good job. Had the same defense coordinator for a couple of years there. We played them. We played UTSA in 2022 when I was at Troy in our bowl game, and it was one of those physical, tough, grinded out games. We beat them 18-12. And man, they look the same on defense. They're big and they're athletic, and they're one of the most impressive teams on video, on film, athletically in our league. Like, they're in that upper tier. Their record doesn't really indicate maybe how talented I think they are. They're 3-4 in the year, but man, I watch them and I'm like, man, these guys could be the top of our league easily off of the players they have.
Coach, I'll end it with this. This was a couple years before he left, but Frank Wilson, who's now the interim coach at LSU, he's head coach at UTSA. And he tells me, man, Mike, you got to see, I got a big defensive end kind of slash outside linebacker. You got to take a look at it. I think he can play in the NFL. I said, what's his name? He says, Marcus Davenport.
Womp, womp.
Yep.
I didn't realize he'd end up being a first-round pick with the Saints.
How about
and, man,
that?
On the hoof. Oh, he looked it. Yep. Oh, my God, he looked it. Now, he's always got an injury or two, but, man, did he look the part?
There ain't no doubt about it. They always got dudes, man. They got some good players. Texas got good football. We got to go on the road and win at a place, like I said, that nobody's won in conference play in a long time.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Wishing you the best of luck this coming Thursday night as you play UTSA and in the Alamo Dome. Best of luck to you, Coach. Talk to you next week.
Thank you all. Roll away.
Thanks, Coach.
That was Tulane head football coach John Sumrall. And our Tulane Tuesday segment with Coach is brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.